You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Good morning. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. I'm Dr. Marvin. Great show today. Thank you for joining me every week, same time, same place. This show is about natural dentistry, but a whole lot more. We talk about teeth, but we also talk about your health. Unfortunately, most dentists don't talk about this stuff. They talk about your teeth and gums, thinking that your teeth and gums are separate from your body, but not here. I have an office. My name is Dr. Marvin Pantango. I'm located here in San Diego, where patients come from all over the world to come get my advice and to get our treatment, because our treatment is definitely a lot different than what other dentists do. Now, we still do exams. We still do cleanings, we still do fillings, we still do crowns, but we do it a whole different way. Actually, I just read an article earlier today, something about corporate dentistry, and it's very interesting. So I'm going to read some excerpts on corporate dentistry. You may have noticed that everything is becoming more corporate, such as optometry. I don't know if you've noticed, but you know that the small mom-and-pop optometry clinics, small private practice, are all going by the wayside, and they're all going – everyone's starting to go to Costco and Lens Crafters and Target Optical. And what's happening is that that's starting to become more common amongst dentistry. And you're not going to notice it because the names could be changing, or you just probably don't care. Most patients, or most average Joe out there, doesn't know the difference between a crown. Us professionals know that there's a difference between the crown, but more and more people are starting to be attracted to by the glitz and glamour and the nice organization and the nice discounts and specials that these corporate dentistry practices are providing. And I know this because I know from personal experience, because I worked in one for a very short period of time because I knew it wasn't for me, because I knew it wasn't right for the patient. And a few things that are commonplace amongst all these corporate dental practices are is that they rely heavily on HMOs and PPOs. So an HMO is a type of insurance. It's not really insurance, but it's a type of program where the dentist has signed up with an insurance company. Actually, it's just sign up with a company. And if your employer selects that company for their employment, you are required to go to that one practice. And what happens is that the dental practices get money on a monthly basis because you signed up for them, even if you go or if you don't go. And so what happens is that when you do go, okay, they're going to lose money, but what they're going to do is try to sell you on treatment that you may or may not need. That's what happens a lot in these corporate practices. So one of the common characteristics about these practices is that they have to see more patients because their profit margins are lower. And since they have to see more patients, they have to start overselling, or what they call upgrading or upselling patients into more expensive treatment, maybe a more expensive crown. Maybe your insurance covers a metal crown and you don't want to have metal in your mouth. So you start choosing a porcelain crown, but now you have to come out of pockets $800, $900 more. Or a filling. Maybe your insurance company pays, or the HMO pays for a silver filling, and you don't want to have silver because of what you've heard on this radio show. And you start to choose, you have to be upgraded to a white plastic filling. The other common scenario is that they have to see more patients. So because they have to see more patients, they're not doing comprehensive work. So the only thing that they're doing is if you do have a cavity, they're going to try and fill it pretty much without speaking to you and trying to tell you you have a cavity, your insurance is going to pay for it. Or even if your insurance isn't going to pay for it, they try to get you in and out. One particular doctor, as quoted in this article, said that he had to have roller skates on because he had to roll from room to room to room, probably seeing 4 to 5 patients an hour. Patients in 4 to 5 different chairs, and he has to juggle all that time so that he can continue to produce. Speaking of which, it reminds me of a friend of mine that that used to work for one of these companies. And these companies, what he would do is he would go to these practices, figure out what their numbers are. He'll determine, oh, you've only done 80 crowns this month. You're supposed to be doing 100 crowns. And so they're going to tell the doctors to start prescribing more crowns. And that's, to me, it's unlawful. And he actually got out of the business because that's not how we should be treating patients. We shouldn't be overselling treatment just to meet our numbers. And that's what corporate medicine or corporate dentistry is coming to. And I hopefully you agree that not all dentistry is the same, because if everything becomes corporate, then it will be the same. And dentists are only going to be working at these corporate places because that's the only places that will have a job. And if you think that all dentistry is the same, of course you're going to go to the corporate dental practices because that's where the insurance companies or that's where the employers are signing up for. So it's getting difficult out there for the general practitioner, the private practice, to make ends meet because these corporate dental practices are using special treatment, like getting patients in and out and trying to give discounts on first visits and trying to sell them. And hopefully they'll convert that patient into a paying patient. But if not, they don't really care about their reputation. I want you to go online and figure out, and you'll see on Yelp or in Google all the reviews, all the poor reviews of these corporate dental practices. The problem that you have as a consumer is that you've never seen or you don't know which ones are corporate and what aren't corporate. And that's very discouraging. So I want you to realize that not all dentistry is the same. Dentists know that. But as we get more and more into such things like corporate dentistry, corporate medicine, Obamacare, and all of these socialized programs, you're going to realize that it's not in your best interest. What's in your best interest is listening to shows like this, trying to get educated, learn about what's going on inside your mouth because it does influence your health, and also choosing, making decisions based on what's best for your health and not what is being pressured on you. I had a patient this last week talk about how she knew that she wasn't supposed to get a root canal, but because her tooth was in pain and she hasn't been to the dentist in a while, she ended up getting a root canal, and now she's paying for it. She's not only paying for the root canal, but she's also paying for it from the health point of view, and she knows that she needs to have that taken out because the root canal did not solve the infection that was in her mouth. And that's very disappointing. As more and more people try to cut corners, try to go the cheaper route, they end up paying for it. They not end up paying more from the standpoint of they're paying for all the bad treatment, and then they're paying for the treatment to remove the bad treatment, and then they have to pay for treatment to replace teeth. So it goes into a vicious cycle, and I can't stress it enough that people need to make smarter decisions. And I'm going to tell you that you're just smart just by listening to this show, because everyone that I know that comes into the office, they listen to the show and they say, man, you got great information. That's great stuff. And they tell other people. And that's what I really love about this show. Speaking of which, okay, in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be making a big announcement. So I don't want you to miss out any of the future shows. We got a big announcement coming up, and I just don't want you to miss it. You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. This is Dr. Marvin. It's on KPRZ.com or AM 1210 every week, Saturday, 8:30. If you want to join into the show, you can call in, or if typically I just talk about some great topics. And if you've ever been to our website, that website address is trynaturaldentistry.com, T-R-Y, like you're trying to do something, T-R-Y, naturaldentistry.com. If you go to that website, you'll find a lot more information. And we've had a lot of activity on our Facebook page. Actually, I posted not this past week about this video, and it was very shocking because, you know, I like to go on my smartphone. I go on my iPhone to read the news, and I found an article on Fox News, actually a video about information about, dentistry. And it was a great article. And I actually, today, I want to expand on that video. So, you know, the title of the video was Five Myths That Were Debunked. And I really like the dentist that was on there because he said some stuff that I've said a lot. I say this stuff all the time. I say it to my patients. I said it on this radio show. And I just want to emphasize a little bit more about some of the myths. The myth number one was sugar causes cavities. And of course, sugar causes cavities, but it's not really the main cause. It actually causes cavities indirectly. So if you've always thought that eating sugar or eating candy causes cavities, it's actually an indirect effect. So what really happens is that the bacteria feeds on the sugar, the bacteria that's on your teeth, the plaque on your teeth feeds on your sugar, and that sugar as a waste product becomes acid, lactic acid. And as the acid starts eating away at your enamel, starts demineralizing, and when it starts demineralizing, starts to become decayed, and once it becomes decayed, then it becomes a cavity. And a cavity, if you break it down, is really a hole. So the hole is created from the very, very, very beginning by acid secretion. So if you do a very, very good job of keeping acid out of your mouth, and now you can get acid from the drinks that you eat, from the foods that you eat, a lot of carbohydrates, they produce acids in your mouth, you know, then you're going to get eating away. So it's not just sugar. So the myth is that sugar causes cavities. In reality, it does, but it also doesn't. It's not the main cause. We like to point at sugar and candy as the cause of cavity, but actually, let's not forget that it's the acid. Acid in our food and acid in our drinks. And the more acidic our mouth is, the worse off we are. And it goes to show that if you take any medications that decrease your salivary flow or decreases your saliva acts like a buffer. It's basic. And once bases react with acid, it neutralizes them. So know that if you are decreasing your salivary flow, you're actually increasing your acidity. And that's another reason why you need to be careful with the medications and you have to really watch what you eat. So be very careful. Now, there are hundreds of other reasons why sugars are bad for you, and therefore, I don't promote people start eating sugar because it's a myth that sugar causes cavities. But sugar does cause acid, but it's also very harmful. It's very harmful to your brain. It causes, increase of insulin, which causes diabetes. It's really a poison, and a lot of the sugars are refined. There's a lot of natural sugars out there, and even those we have too much. So why would we want to poison our bodies or toxify our bodies with these artificial sugars or these refined sugars when we have enough in our diet through the fruits and vegetables that we eat, such as carrots and apples? So just kind of keep that in mind. Sugar does not cause cavities. It causes it kind of in the indirectly, but it's not what your focus should really be on. So I would really want to harp on that. It's a great video on our Facebook page, facebook.com/naturaldentistry. You also want to go to, if you want to schedule a visit with me or Dr. Goddess at the Center for Natural Dentistry, that number is 760-536-1199. I'll say it one more time. It's 760-536-1199. All right, the next dental myth that we're going to talk about today is teeth whitening damaging enamel. Now, there's many different ways that teeth whiten, but for the most part, teeth whitening is a bleaching process, just like you put bleach in your laundry to whiten your whites. Bleach goes on your teeth. But one thing is for sure is that if you do it properly, that it doesn't damage your enamel. It may make it a little bit more porous, but it makes it porous because you're not hydrating your teeth, you're dehydrating your teeth. So what's happening is when you put bleach on your teeth, either in a tray or in a swab or in one of those Crest white strips, or even in the dental office and when they apply it to your teeth, it should not stay on your teeth very long. That's one of the reasons why we have a very unique, very effective way to whiten your teeth at the office. It's not only safe, but it's super effective, and you're not going to get any sensitivity, which is the problem. So in general, teeth whitening products do not damage the enamel. They just cause it to cause a lot of sensitivity, aka pain. So if you want to know more about how we do it, and we're the only ones that I know that do it this way, that whiten your teeth this way without causing any sensitivity, then surely come to our office. But for the most part, it does not damage your enamel, but it does effectively remove the stains that are in your teeth. And if that's what's important to you, then I suggest you get it done properly and get it done in our office. The next thing is mercury fillings, and I'm not going to talk too long because, as you know, if you've listened to my show in the past, my views on mercury fillings are long and wide. And I like the guy, the dentist that's on the video. He's a dentist from New York. He's a conventional dentist, but I like what he said was that no amount of mercury is safe. And so he also mentioned that mercury fillings are 51 to 52%. It's actually between 50 and 60% mercury. And I read an article this past week about a dentist saying that, oh, it's not mercury. There's only a small amount of mercury inside these mercury fillings, which is 100% incorrect. And one of the things that you have to realize is that don't read everything on the internet and think that it's fact, okay, or it's science. Just because a dentist has written it and they're just basically saying what their opinion is or what they were taught or what they were brainwashed to say in dental schools. So the new healthy way is to just not place mercury fillings. And if you do get them taken out, you have to get them taken out properly. And we've talked about this extensively on other shows about how we remove it. So if you want to have your mercury fillings removed, better yet, if you want to have an exam and determine if your mercury fillings in your mouth are causing you harm, then please, please do. Please come to our office, schedule an appointment, and at least get the information to figure out what is the level of toxicity for you or what is your sensitivity to mercury fillings. The next topic that they talk about, that they debunk, is mouthwashes with alcohol. Are they okay? And we haven't really talked too much about it. I did in the past. But alcohol dries out your mouth. And when it dries out your mouth, it actually kills the collagen. And you can actually have sloughing, which means layers of your cheeks, inside of your cheeks and also your gums, come off because of the dehydration caused by the alcohol. So which mouthwashes have alcohol? All you have to do is when you pick up a mouthwash at Target or at Walgreens or wherever you go, look on the back and it'll say alcohol content. You want to have no alcohol content. Now, there's other things in the mouthwash that that could be bad for you, such as the pretty blue color, the pretty red color, the pretty green color, you know, the artificial sweeteners from the saccharin to the aspartame, which are all cancer-forming. I mean, there are many things wrong, but in particular alcohols, because some of the more popular brands, such as Scope or Listerine, they have alcohol in them. That's why, you know, they're getting a bad rap. So a lot of these companies are coming out with alcohol-free mouthwashes, and they're cheap, okay, relatively cheap. You can get a big bottle for about $3 to $4. But the reality is that even if it's cheap, you're causing more harm than good. So one of the criteria that we have with alcohol is that don't use it in your mouthwash. And so at the office, we sell a special branded mouthwash. It's called Breath Doctor. Literally only three ingredients. Now here are the three ingredients. Organic peppermint oil. So that's the fresh breath. This has nothing to do with anything else, just fresh breath. You know, gives it a nice flavor. It's not necessary, but, you know, people want to have that, you know, strong flavor. And it's not really that strong, but you still get a nice minty flavor. The other thing is deionized water, which basically means that it's filtered water and it's not ionized, so it's not active. And then the third thing is what's called stabilized chlorine dioxide, which is incredible, which is really the main ingredient, which kills the bacteria and really freshens your breath. It kills the volatile sulfur compounds that are on your tongue and on your mouth. Great for swishing after meals. You can even do it before you rinse, before you brush your teeth. I mean, there's so many good uses. It's kid-friendly. You can even swallow it. It's that great. So if you want to pick up a bottle of this, it is more expensive than the Listerine. But again, you're not causing yourself harm, and you're actually doing yourself something good. So Breath Doctor Mouthwash, come to our office, pick that up. It does not have alcohol in it, obviously, but it doesn't also have any of the artificial colors or artificial sweeteners, and it's just good for you. You ever went to an ingredient list and saw all the different ingredients and were like, what's the name? If I can't even pronounce it, why are there so many different ingredients? Shouldn't it just be an apple or nuts or something that you recognize? It's not like that these days. So many foods are processed, you know, out of convenience. So many things are processed due to increased shelf life. And it's marketing. You know, the packaging looks good. It's the same packaging that you've seen in a billboard. You saw it on television. You know, all of this stuff is working in their favor so that you can buy their products. And because these are big companies and they can produce these products and spread them out all over the globe, you know, they're able to make them cheaper. And since they're able to make them cheaper, they can put more ingredients to make you enjoy it more, such as MSG. It's just more and more processing. And I hope you agree what I'm saying is that if you can't recognize what it is, then you have to ask questions. And usually the more ingredients that there's in it, the probably the worst off it is for you. And that just goes not only with the mouthwash, but also with toothpaste. Now, I'm releasing a new toothpaste coming out, and I really, really enjoy it. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and you're going to love it. But one of the key differences with this toothpaste is that it doesn't foam up like the ones that you have, that you're used to, you know, from Crest or Colgate, Aquafresh, Close Up. You know, there's hundreds of different toothpaste companies out there. But for the most part, they foam up. And what's in that toothpaste tube is what's called SLS, or sodium lauryl sulfate, which, again, if you don't know what it is, you have to figure it out. But for the most part, it's a foaming agent. And then actually, some people are very sensitive to it. It'll give you that false sense of clean because it's bubbling. I personally don't like those because that will cause you to brush less. It will cause you to stop brushing sooner because you have all that fuzzing moment. And you didn't brush long enough, or you didn't brush properly, or you didn't get into the right area. So again, this is all up to marketing, capitalism. Don't get caught in the middle of it. It's just not a good thing. The last topic that they talked about on this video, they talked about five particular topics. The first one was on sugars and cavities. The second one was tooth whitening and damaging your enamel. The third one was about mercury fillings and silver fillings and how they should be removed. The fourth one was about mouthwash and its alcohol content and its drying effect, and actually can cause harm and actually cancers in your mouth. So don't do that. But the last thing that they talked about was wisdom teeth. Should they be removed? And this is something that, you know, traditionally, wisdom teeth have been removed. And it's also traditionally that patients had mercury fillings. It's also tradition that patients get fluoride treatments, that they get sealants, they get braces when they're a teenager. I mean, all of these are traditions, but these traditions need to be broken. So should wisdom teeth be removed? Try not to. Okay, but the way that you try not to remove wisdom teeth is that you need to have the jaw to be big enough. Now, lots of dentists, orthodontists included, they say that the jaw is small or the teeth are big, are too big. Well, the reality is that the teeth are the size that they're going to be. Most teeth are exactly the same size, including amongst people. Okay, just because you have a bigger person doesn't mean you have bigger teeth. You know, the issue is the jaw size. And a lot of times that the jaw has not grown to its full potential, and therefore the jaw is smaller, and therefore there's not enough room for your wisdom teeth. So we need to be proactive, look at people's jaws, look at their teeth when they're 4 or 5 years old. I have my son, he's 4 years old, he's going to be turning five pretty soon, on a mouth guard that helps position his tongue, keeps him from grinding his teeth so his baby teeth are not shortening, keeps his tongue at the roof of the mouth, and he's on his way to having enough big, wide, U-shaped jaw so that he does have his adult teeth, including his wisdom teeth. So we do remove wisdom teeth at our office, but a lot of times it's too little, too late. Not everybody needs to have their wisdom teeth taken out, and don't get caught amongst dentists telling you, yeah, you should get them taken out before they become a problem in the future. God gave you 32 teeth, not 28, 32. So you need to do what you need to do in order to keep all 32 teeth, not only keep it clean, but get them taken out. This was a great show. I hope you got something out of it. We're coming down to the end of the show. I want you to get on the phone right now and schedule an appointment with me, because most dentists don't understand what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm talking about because you graciously listened to the show. But I want you to call. What I'm going to do is, if you schedule an exam and x-ray, I'm going to give you a free cleaning. I'm going to clean your teeth. I'm going to show you how to clean them. I'm going to give you oral hygiene instructions. I'm going to give you nutritional counseling. I'm going to tell you about what to eat and what not to eat in order to keep your teeth for the rest of your life. That's right. You want to keep your teeth for the rest of your life. You don't want to get cracks in your teeth. You don't want to get fractures. You don't want to get root canals. You don't want to get crowns unnecessarily. You don't want to get fillings. You don't want decay. You don't want your gums receding. I mean, you don't want any of this. You don't want TMJ problems. You don't want pains. You don't want headaches. You don't want neck problems. You don't want posture problems. All of these are related, and you need to go to a dentist that understands that. So that's what we talk about. We're comprehensive care. We see one patient at a time, and that's why people come all over. Hopefully you enjoyed this show. Call the number 760-536-1199. Call, get this special while it's still here. Stay tuned to the next couple of weeks. Okay, we're going to make a big announcement, and hopefully you'll take a big part of that. I'm Dr. Marvin. Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Dentistry. Call our number, 760-536-1199. I'm out of here. Until next week, I'm out.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.